With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pendleton Christian Boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk, powered by Hy-Vee, following a big 72-31 win over Davis County. Coach, before we talk about individual performances, anything like that, overall, just a fantastic night to be an Eagle Boys basketball player.
Yeah, it was. That was fun to watch from where I was standing, and I was glad to have a front row seat for that because that was a phenomenal game for our kids. They played really well on both ends of the floor, shot the ball really well, moved the ball really well to get those open looks, and on the defensive end, we were just really active, really did a great job of shutting down their passing lanes and driving lanes, and did a great job of keeping the ball out of the middle of the floor for the most part, and made life tough for them on the offensive end as well. So it was a good, really good all-around effort tonight.
Was a great effort. And before we touch on the defensive end, because I do want to hit on that, I said it a couple times during the broadcast, this was the Deacon Brander Horse game, a career game for him, 31 points, knocked down 8 three-pointers. Just, it felt like the rim was an ocean to him tonight, man. Everything he put up seemed to go in.
Yeah, I'm just so happy for him because everybody in our gym knows what kind of shooter he is. And I hesitate to say this a little bit, but he's got like Caitlin Clark range to put it up. I watched him in warm-ups here a little bit, and he's shooting like 10 feet behind the arc to get warmed up. And I'm like, man, I hope he doesn't have to shoot that deep. But he just did a great job of being where he needed to be in our offense, and our guys did a great job of moving the ball and setting some good screens for him to get him open. And yeah, he did his part and knocked down a lot of shots.
Well, and let's talk about that, too, because you mentioned the effort of everyone else. It may not have been as big a scoring night for, you know, guys who maybe are more accustomed to that. A Gilbert Flagel, Cooper Sprunk had a big night the other night. You're still down Landon Fransman. But everyone did something to contribute on the offensive end of the floor so that when you watch the film, you're gonna see the points that Deacon scored, but you're also going to see the well-rounded effort of this team as a whole.
Yeah, you're not gonna ever play a game where a guy can just go down and just launch shots and you know have a great game like that. It's still a team effort, even though he's the one in this game putting the ball in the basket. And you know, the defense they were playing, we were ready for that. We didn't know if they were gonna play that defense or a different one, but because they've used multiple defenses this year, but. When they went to that, we were ready for it, and we had the right offense in place to get Deacon those shots. So just really proud of him and happy for him.
And I want to come back and touch on the defensive side because you did talk about that one too. Hayden Utt and Carter Will coming into this game, averaging a combined 24 points. Utt was averaging a double-double. I don't have an official number of rebounds for him, but you held their top three scorers to combine 14 points in this game. Overall, just a solid effort on the defensive end of the floor in that 2-3 zone that you guys kind of broke out against the Mustangs.
Yeah, we did a great job of not letting them get to their scoring spots, getting the ball in places where they were comfortable scoring. And when they did, we were really focused on being physical and making sure that they couldn't just get free looks without knowing we're right there. So there was a few times where I thought we could have been more physical, but where they were able to put the ball in the basket. But for the most part, I thought our kids did a phenomenal job of executing that.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian Boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk, following a 72-31 win over Davis County, powered by Hy-Vee. And, you know, you look at this matchup, too. You talk about the physicality of nature playing side. The other thing that was really good about this one, second game in a row, you got to rotate a lot of bodies in there, get a lot of different guys' looks, especially with Deacon Brander or with Landon Fransman out of the game, excuse me, for the second straight time with that rolled ankle. Being able to get those guys' experience, especially going into a Grandview Christian where you just never know who you're going to need to step into a role like that, how vital has that been in these two postseason games to get a lot of guys' experience in this environment?
Yeah, you know, Landon Fransman is such an important part of our team. And, you know, I really felt like the first few days we were without him, we were a little, we were a little foggy, you might say, on what we needed to do. And I think that showed against Eddyville. We were very inconsistent, very hesitant in a lot of ways. And tonight we just let it flow, and the kids did a great job, especially, you know, you talked about their top two scorers, but they're also their top two rebounders that, like, one's averaging 13 and the other one's averaging, like, 9, and they're both averaging, like, 5 offensive rebounds a game. And I thought our kids just really battled hard on the boards and really attacked rebounds and did a great job of that.
Coach Van Wyk, you get Grandview Christian coming up in the next round, a rematch with them. It was going to be a rematch either way. Grandview got pushed to their limits tonight against PCM with a 12-point win, but overall, what's it going to take to get the job done, and what's the level of excitement for you and your squad that you get another crack at the Thunder?
We're excited about that, and this might sound silly, but in the locker room after they put it on us a little bit before Christmas, I told our team, I said, I hope we get a chance to play them again. And I was serious, and I just told them in the locker room now, I said, we got our wish. We get to play them again, and they're a really good team, an excellent team. They got size, they got good shooters, they got a great coaching staff, and we're just going to work extremely hard and really dedicate ourselves the next few days to prepare for that. And our kids have a great mindset right now, and we're going to go into that with the urgency for him that we wear on our chest every game.
Coach Van Wyk, appreciate the time as always. Congrats on a big win here against Davis County. Looking forward to seeing what you guys got in store for Grandview Christian on Tuesday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Again, that was head coach of the Pella Christian Boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk, powered by Hy-Vee.